This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hello, listener, and welcome back to London Pub Reviews, the podcast where you can head down the pub without having to leave the house. London's a big city, isn't it? Sometimes it takes ages to get from one place to the next, by which time you can be super thirsty. This was certainly the case by the time I arrived at The Blackbird, 209 Earl's Court Road, SW5, 9 a.m, nearest tube, Earl's Court. It's often difficult to find a good pub near a train station, maybe because the patrons of such establishments are less interested in real ales and good service, and more keen on bursting through the doors with an unrelenting desire to urinate. Unlike these transient types, I decided I would make the most of my time at the Blackbird. And after requesting an ale as I passed the bar, running, I returned for my drink and calmly made my way towards a vacant table near the front. Fortunate to be seated at the much-coveted central booth, I replenished my body with liquid and began my appreciation of the surroundings. On the partition opposite me was a beautifully framed black mirror, upon which the words "Beers Pies" were ornately etched in gold-trimmed type. Beers Pies. A green leather headrest beneath this appeared to have been scratched by a frisky, fully-grown cougar, and I hoped the publican had given the cheeky thing a firm telling off before lightly smacking its golden fur with a rolled-up weekend newspaper. To my right, a frequent procession of people walked briskly past on the pedestrian thoroughfare. Of these, the occasional person would catch my eye, and when they did, my face would assume an expression of extreme pain, and I would slowly mouth the words, "Beers, pies," before quickly looking away.
Beers, pies.
There seemed to be a lot of aeroplanes passing the outside of the pub also, by which I mean they weren't driving down Earl's Court Road, but flying in the air. Sucking the black lid of my Nikko Finepoint 99L pen, I nodded thoughtfully as I wrote, "The plane, it flies past the beers, pies." I liked my table. It was oval and wooden, and a lot of the varnish had started to come off, which was reassuring. It was reassuring because it spoke volumes about proper, old-fashioned pub values, and the fact that true tavern tables aren't bought over the weekend and assembled via bullet-pointed black-and-white assembly guides. The floor was also great. I appreciate versatility in pub flooring, and I found myself spoilt for choice at the Blackbird. The front of the bar, you see, boasts sturdy wooden floorboards, while the space around the serving area bears smart black and white tiles. If you step on the cracks of these tiles or boards, you'll turn into a worm, and that, I believe, is actually why the pub is called the Blackbird. Adding to the floor diversity is some good old-fashioned pub carpet in the rear of the premises, suitable for the softly padding furry paws of the resident pub cougar. The general public continued walking past the exterior of the Blackbird pub, and I noticed couples with their kids. And the kids could see me drinking liquor. But they were too young to come inside and too young to drink liquor. And it looked cold outside. And I was warm as toast inside, next to the radiator. A framed picture of some animals and a windmill is on the wall of the Blackbird beside the windows, and it's a picture that kids would enjoy. And so I waved madly to the little ones passing by outside, pointing urgently towards the picture featuring the animals and the windmill, and when they looked at me, with incomprehension, I simply helped myself to another drink of fine ale. Between large sips, I managed to write a note in bold letters upon a page in my diary, and when I'd finished, I tore it out and flashed it up at the window every time I saw some cold-looking children pass by. The note read, "Ha ha, kids, you lose!" I decided to think of other notes I could write from my cosy window seat. For instance, when an aeroplane flew past, I produced a sign for the passengers who were seated on the right-hand side of the craft. It read, "Welcome to London, home of great pubs like this one." And then for the customers coming out of the bookstore across the road, my notebook page sign read, "Read this!" I started placing orders at the bar via signs that I would write and wave frantically about. I also engaged with other patrons using pages of my notebook that read, "Nice hat!" and "Enjoying your tasty beverage!" After I'd been doing this for about 2 hours, a few people wrote some notes of their own in response. One rather surly young woman wrote, "Grow up!" And then a large, unshaven man scrawled, "Piss off, you annoying little prick!" Glad to engage in some good-natured banter, I produced a fresh sheet of paper and replied to the gent with the words, "Hope you turn into a worm!" Well, that was about the end of the sign game as far as this particular man was concerned, and as he stormed over without so much as a glance at his big clumsy feet, I tried to write, "Hey, good friend, mind those cracks?" But I think I only managed to write, "Hey, good!" London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producers were Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbits.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at @TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.